Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, but just to remind ourselves exactly where we are in the middle of. We started a sugi yesterday, the day before. What happens every single year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan with Moisrei Oilas Tmidim? As you'll recall, we explained that throughout the year in the Lishkas HaTloim, they had six Shapsaluch ready, willing, and able to become the Oilas Tomid. We had two Oilas Tomids every day, Oilas Aboike and Oilas Tomid Shul Bein Haraboyim. And then they always used to go and be boiding them for 4 days, etc., as we've explained in the past. The problem is that when Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes along, there's a special mitzvah in the Torah, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'chodshoi L'chodshei Hashana, that when the new year begins, in this case the year meaning Rosh Chodesh Nissan, all the new Karbonis Tzibur have to be brought from the new shkolim that were collected in Chodesh Adar. You cannot go and use karbonis that were purchased in the previous year from the old shkolim. So what do we do? Simar told us, initially was Rabbi Yochanan, and then we said it's not only Rabbi Yochanan, it's also the Rabbanan, that you take the old karbonis, you are poid them, and then you're makdish them once again by buying them with the new monies from the Truma Chadosha, from the Lishka. Truma Salishka. The obvious question is, how can you go and be poide a carbon which is a tmimim? After all, these are tmimim, you would have brought them for a carbon oilas tamid. The only reason why we're not bringing them is because of the fact that we've now changed from year one to year two. It's now Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for that, the Gemara said that we have the klal of Lev Beznin Masna Aleim. What does that mean? That Beznin got together and they said, these are the all karbonos that are purchased throughout the year. If you're going to use them that year, that's great. They'll have Kedusha Saguf. If on the other hand, they're not going to be used that year, because for instance, Rosh Chodesh Nisan will intervene, then they will be reduced to Kedusha's Domim. Kedusha is tam, you can be poida, even if it's a tam, even if it's not a balma. What does, in the Gemara brought a raya, that we have a similar situation by the Moiser HaKtoiris. Every single year we had Ktoiris left over from year to year, at the very least the 2.5 monim from Yom Kippur, because for Yom Kippur they prepared 3 monim altogether. The Kohen Gadol only used Meloich of Naim, which was roughly a half a manah, so you have 2.5 manah. How are you going to continue using it in the future years, even 70 or 80 years later? How are you going to use that? Says the Gemara, for the same reason, because the Chacham, the Leib Bezin, Mas Nalem, if you use them this year, is great, but if not, it'll have Kedushas Domim, and therefore you'll be able to do the elaborate Achilul process on the Schar Umnin, which we described already yesterday. And then the Gemara said, however, not everybody agrees with that. Only Rabbi Yochanan, and subsequently we found that the Rabbanan in the Mishnah agrees with that, but Rabbi Shimon respectfully disagrees. And Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Leiv Beznin Masna Leiv. And that's why here on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, roughly 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara asks to Rabbi Shimon, Vamai Leima Leiv Beznin Masna Leiv. He doesn't agree with that thought, with that approach. Why? Our case of the Oilas Tomid that was not necessary, it was not needed beyond Choftes Ador, now it's Rish Chodesh Nisan. What are we going to do with those Kabbonis to meet them? The Divrei Rav Shimon, Ein niftin tamimim. Ein achanam, you will not be able to be poided them tamimim. The divrei chachamim, niftin tamimim. The kunt chacham, you can. What's the reason? Why? Because the rabbanon hold leiv bezdin masna alein, and Rabbi Shimon does not agree with leiv bezdin masna alein.
So Rabbi Shimon holds that the we just let them get a mom then, and then.
No. Your question is, so what does Rabbi Shimon do with the moiser of the oilas tamids every year in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Gemara will address that in Mi'etzah Shem shortly. In the meantime, all we have to remember is, for this purpose, that according to Chacham Lei Bez Masdalein, but not according to Rabbi Shimon. Who gave this to you?
What's that?
Who gave this to you?
I found it in the lock. It's not a place where it belongs.
The lock outside in the shul?
Downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. Thank you. Hafucha Kotov. All right. So all of that is very good. And the Gemara wants to know, where did you find this Rabbanan and this Reb Shimon? What's the mocker that there's a Rabbanan that holds Leiv Bezen Masna Lein, and that Reb Shimon holds that we do not say Leiv Bezen Masna Lein? And that's what we're going to address right now. So Gemara Rabbanan de Pliya Leiv Reb Shimon Man, who are these Rabbanan? And the Gemara says, perhaps I have one of three possibilities. Number one, inema Rabbanan Diktoris. Maybe it's the Rabban of Ktoris. What means of Ktoris? The case that we spoke about before, that you, every single year you have Moisa Ktoris, and you're able to use that Moisa Ktoris from year to year, even though the Ktoris did not have any default, any blemish, any problem with it. How can you use it from year to year? You're going to be poid it b'tmi musai. It's Kedushas Aguf. How can you go and be poid to something which has Kedushas Aguf? So therefore, just like by Ktoris, you can do that. The Gemara is saying the same thing should apply to the case of the Tamidim.
Didn't we say that until it's put in a special kli, it's not fully kadosh or whatever?
I'm glad that you're reminding us of the Shakla Bataria of yesterday. The Gemara initially had a lengthy discussion about whether a machteshes is considered to be a kli shareis, and therefore whether it does imbue it with kedushas aguf or not. The conclusion of the Gemara was, yes, it does get Kedushas Aguf. If it gets Kedushas Aguf, then how are we going to uproot that by allowing for a pidyon from year to year, every single year, at the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, to go and switch it from the old Kedusha of the old Matbeis, and now to give it new Kedusha with the new Shkolim that were purchased and are sitting in the Lishka? So the Gemara asked that, and the Gemara said, because Leiv Bezdin Masalim, for the very reason that you are inquiring, the Gemara did conclude that the Machteshes is a Kli Shoris, and it does give Kedusha after all to the Ktoris, but nevertheless you're able to go and take that Kedusha away because of Leiv Bezdin Masalim. So therefore, Zok the Gemara, oh, if that's the case, so that's the Rabbanan that we're talking about. Even though we don't have a Mishnah or a Braisa that talks about the Moiser of the Oilat Tamid, so that we can go and hang our hats and say, oh, that's the Rabbanan. Remember, it was Rabbi Yochanan that said this halacha, that Tamidim Shlei Hutruch Letzibur Niftin Tamimim. And the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan, he's relying on the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? If you can tell me the Rabbanan of Ktoiris, says the Gemara, that's a difficult raya. Inem Rabbanan Ktoiris, Shani Ktoiris, the Lav Bar Ra'iyahi. What means Lav Bar Ra'iyahi? Normally, if you want to be poid a korban, the korban typically is a tam, means without blemish. If you want to be able to be poid it, what we do, we say, yira achi yistayev, and then you're going to go and be poid. It means yira achi yistayev, you allow this korban, because you don't need it for whatever reason, you go and allow it to go and graze in the fields, and over time you're assuming that it's going to get a scratch or a mum by going against a thorn bush, by going and tripping over a stone, at some point in its lifetime. It may happen in the day, it may happen in 10 years, it may happen in 20 years. In fact, it may never happen at all. But if and when it were to become a balmum, then you'll be able to go and be poyed. Says Yimar, maybe that's not the requirement for these extra oilas tamids every year. Maybe you cannot go and be poyed it when it's still a tam. Ah, you're telling me that there's a din by Ktoiris. Ktoiris is no other Eitzah. Ktoiris doesn't go bad, as we said yesterday. You can leave it and it won't even become possible. Belina, said the Gemara, except Midrabana, but not Minatoira. And the reason is because it doesn't get stale. It doesn't go bad. You can use the same Ktoiris, put it into the plastic container, take it out a year later. It's just as fresh. It will pass the smell test every time, even with Ariel's higher standards of smell test. There's no problem with Ktoiris. So therefore, that's the reason why you can go and use it from year to year and Leiv Bezen Masnale. But maybe that's not the case by the Tamidim. Maybe when you have extra kabbanis, no, you can't just go and be poyed to them if it happens to be a tam. You gotta wait it out. You gotta go and let them yirachi estayv, that's the lotion of bara'iyah, let it graze, until it gets a mum. So therefore you have no raya to our case of the Tamidim. So to my elder Rabban de Par, oh, maybe it's the Rabban of the Paraduma. What was the case of Paraduma? We said that you had already selected a Paraduma, and you were going to go and shecht it and use it for Paraduma purposes, and then you found a nicer one. What was the Lashon HaGemara? You found one that was Yofa Mimena, Matzacheres, Noah Heimena. You found another Paraduma that was even nicer. So what can you do? If you want to, Tipodi can be Poi the first one and use the second one. You remember that Barry asked, why don't you just use both of them? Yes, you could use both of them. But we're talking about a situation that he didn't want to use both of them. He only wanted to go and use one. So you found one great Paraduma, we're going to go and use it. And right before we're ready to go and shecht it, they found a brand new one. So what can you do? You can be pointed at the old one and use the new one. How can you be pointed at the old one? After all, the old one is a tam. So I have arrived at Leib Bezim Mastalem. So if you're more on Neinish Karayim, maybe only over there Leib Bezim Mastalem, because that is center screen on the radar screen. Why? Because it's Temeha Yekarim. This is a very, very expensive undertaking anytime you're dealing with a Paraduma. Because a Paraduma is going to cost you $100,000, $50,000, maybe $1 million, whatever it happens to be. 1 second, please. That being the case, it's center on the screen of the Chacham. So the Chacham said, Paraduma, if we need the Kedusha Saguf, it has full Kedusha Saguf. If we don't need Kedusha Saguf, they best the master land to go and take off the Kedushas and go because it only has Kedushas Domim, so you should be able to go and easily be pointed. What Barry is going to ask is, that is if you're going to use the Paraduma for the Paraduma purposes, then it's worth a lot of money. If you're going to decide that I'm not going to use the first one, I'm going to use the second one, then the first one is not really worth
it. It's in value. It says it is, it's just Nevelim.
And therefore it's no longer Demer Yekarim. I agree. That wasn't that the question that you wanted to ask?
Exactly.
Can you imagine? Anyway, so that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara's point is that since the Paraduma is in a special category of its own, it's only one of those things that you decide on once in 100 years or 150 years. We had 12 over 900 years, and Barry wanted to say all the way from times of Moshe Rabbeinu or all the way times from Adam Rishon. Anyway, the point is there were very, very few of these, and that being the case, the Chacham said, Paraduma is very, very important, very, very expensive. Whatever the rabbis are going to need, we're masnalim. So if you found a new one, it could be poyda the old one. But that's only shiny part of my car. We're not talking about the oilas tamid, which are a bunch of shepselach, and each shepselach costs $100, $500. We're not talking about huge outlets. So far we do not have a convincing raya, what's the makar of, that there is a rabbanon that hold lev bez masaleh. So to rabbanon the Amrulai, all from our Mishnah, the rabbanon of Amrulai. What's the rabbanon of Amrulai? You'll recall in our Mishnah we had several mandi amrim. We had Reb Meir, and we had Reb Yehuda, we had Reb Shimon, we even had Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon bar Yechoi, a number of mandiyot. And at one point, the Rabbanan said to Reb Shimon, according to you, Reb Shimon, how can you go and use one carbon for the other? What do we mean? So, as you recall, Reb Meir said that the three karbanos of the Sor Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur, as well as the Seiri Hori Golem, as well as the Seiri Rosh Chadashim, each one kaparos and shava, meaning that each one is mechaper for all three kaparos. What were the three kaparos? The Sor Hanasa B'chutz was Ein Lo Yediyah B'tchila V'yesh Lo Yediyah B'sof. The Seiri Hori Golem was Ein Lo Yediyah B'tchila V'ein Lo Yediyah B'sof. And finally, the Rosh Chadashim was a Tohar She'ochel Es HaTameh. So all three of them accomplish all of those. That was Reb Meir. And then we had Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda agreed Abisala, and he disagreed Abisala. What does that mean? That Legabe the Sur Hanasa B'chut, that was only for one purpose, Ein Bayadir B'tchila, V'yesh Bayadir B'sof. The other two, meaning both the Seiri Harigolim, as well as the Seiri Rosh Chadashim, we have in the Mishnah, they both accomplished the same thing. What was the lashon of Reb Yehuda? Al she'ein ba'yediyah loy betchila v'loy besoid sir harigolim sir rosh chadashim mechapen div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said, "Don't talk about this tohar she'achal satamei because sir harigolim and sir rosh chadashim have one purpose. Both of them have the same purpose. Ein ba'yediyah betchila v'loy besoid. However, it's only those two kabbanas." The carbon of chitzayim, which is brought on Yom Kippur, that's ein bayidir b'tchila, v'yesh bayidir b'sof. So they are not interchangeable. These two are interchangeable, the Seir HaGolim, Seir HaShadosh, but not the Seir of Yom Kippur. Shimon, on the other hand, said that each one is separate. The Seir Regalim is Machaper on Ein Bayidim Betchilah Ein Bayidim Besaf. The Seir Nasa Bachitzain is Ein Bayidim Betchilah V'Yesh Bayidim Besaf. And the Rosh Chodesh is Tohar She'Ochel Satame. Okay, so then the Gemara said to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, according to us, these are the Umrulai, these are the unnamed Chacham in the Mishnah. Mao Sheyikrevu Zebazeh. Can you go and bring one for the other? What does that mean, Yikru Zebazeh? So you remember Rashi in the Mishnah explained. What happens if, Lemoshel, one Rosh Chodesh, let's call Rosh Chodesh Adar, you had set aside a Sor Lechatos, and when that Sor got wind of what's going on, what did the Sor do? Gemachta Pleita. Gemachta Pleita means it ran away, and I can't find it. Okay, so they went to the Sor store, and they bought a new Sor, and they brought it for a carpet. And then subsequently, 5 weeks later, we find the old Soir from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Hey, that's great! When did we find it? We found it right before Yom Kippur, or right before Sukkot. And we're going to need a Soir Hanas B'chutz on Yom Kippur, and we're going to go and need a Soir for the Musaf on Yom Kippur, on Regel, on Yom Tov, on Sukkot. Can I use that old Soir? That was a question that was posed in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Amrulay Mashi Yikarvu Zeh B'Zeh. Could I go and use a lost and now Baruch Hashem refound Sa'ir from Rish Chodesh and use it B'Regel or use it B'Yom Kippur and so on and so forth. If I found the one from Yom Kippur, can I use it on regular next Rish Chodesh? Amrulay Yikarvu say, yeah, no problem. Amrulay Hayul Ve'in Kapros and Shova. You just said, Reb Shimon, each one has its own purpose. The one for Yom Kippur is the one for regulars, the one for Rish Chodesh is Torah She'achal Satame. How can you go and switch it around and use an old Hoyil Ve'en Kapros and Shavar? Hey, Kraven Zembezeh. On the hand, they all have the same common denominator. Kul and Boy and Lechapel Tumas Mekhtish Kedash. So that was the dialogue in the Mishnah. The question is, who are these Umruloi that are posing the question to Reb Shem? So the Gemara initially thinks that this is Reb Yehuda. What did Reb Yehuda hold? Reb Yehuda holds that they are not interchangeable, only the Seir Regalim and the Rosh Chodeshim come for the same purpose, Ein Bayidim B'Tchilah, the Ein Bayidim B'Sof, but not in connection with the Ein Bayidim B'Tchilah, the Yesh Bayidim B'Sof, which is only for Yom Kippur. So in Bazai, so what was the question that he asked? If you lose the one from Yom Kippur, can you go and use it for regular, use it for Rosh Chodesh? Why are they challenging Reb Shimon and saying, don't you also hold that you can go and interchange them? And the Gemara is assuming the reason why you can change them is because Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihen, that even though the one that you use for Yom Kippur is not the same one that you have for Rish Chodesh and for Yaftit, because the one for Yom Kippur is Ein Bayidi B'Tchila V'Yesh Bayidi B'Sof, but the one that you use for regular and used for Rish Chodesh is Ein Bayidia Loi Betchil V'Loi B'Soif. So how can you use them interchangeably? Because Rabbanan hold Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihen. Oh, so that's the Makar that we said that there's a Rabbanan in a Mishnah that holds Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihen. Tell Rabbanan the Amru Loi, third line from the top. Mimayid Rabbi Yehudi, who says that this Rabbanan is really the Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah? V'hochik amalein, therefore the challenge that's being posed to Reb Shimon is the following. B'ishleim ledidi, according to me, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara is now calling the Rabbanan, da'amina le'bez masalein, I hold the le'bez masalein, therefore you can switch from one carbon to the other. Amtu l'hochik yikarvu, that's the reason why. That if you were to, for instance, to lose one of the Rish Chodesh Dikas Irim, or lose a regular Dikas Oyer, that you can go and use it after that, even on Yom Kippur. You lost your Rish Chodesh Ador Soir that we were going to go and bring, which was going to be Mechaper for Ein Bayadir B'Tchila, the Ein Bayadir B'Sof. You lost it, so you brought a new one. And now it comes Yom Kippur, and you want to use the refound again carbon that was lost on Rish Chodesh, and you want to use it now for Yom Kippur. So the Tanna Kamma, which is reviewed, said, sure, why not? What do you mean, why not? They have different purposes in life. This is Ein Bayidim B'Tchilah, Ein Bayidim B'Sof, and this was Ein Bayidim B'Tchilah, V'Yesh Bayidim B'Sof. How can you go and use it? Oh, because I hold them as a Masnah Leyem. Am Tu Lachi Yikarvu. Eli Zoch, according to Reb Shimon, that we said before, the Amrith Loi, you hold that there is no concept of Leib Bez Masalein, and my Yikarvo. Oh, so the boy said, it looks like we've identified who is the Mandiyoma that we're saying it's a Rabbanon that holds Leib Bez Masalein. Said, so, you have no right. Maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda that's talking in the Omrulai, it's Rabbi Meir that's talking. And what he says is, nothing to do with Leib Bez Masalein. I hold that all the Seirim are chaper for everything, right? All three, Rish Chodesh and Regel and Chitzon Shirim Kippur, are all mechaper for all three of them. As well as the Torah She'achal Es Atamim. No, Mishim Hachi Yikarv. That's why if one of them gets lost in Rish Chodesh and you want to use it now in Regel, or one gets lost in Regel and you want to use it in Yom Kippur, or the Yom Kippur one gets lost and you want to use it next Rish Chodesh, they're all interchangeable. Elidacha Mayikarv, according to you, Reb Shimon, that hold that each one has its own exclusive purpose, then how can you go and mix and match from Yom Kippur to Regel and to Rish Chodesh? And so therefore, bottom line, Rabbi Yisrael is, I have no raya that the Omrulay of our Mishnah holds Leib Bez Masalein. It could be he also hold no such concept, there's no such thing of Leib Bez Masalein. What was the challenge to the Rabbanan, no, to Reb Shimon that is? What was the challenge to Reb Shimon? How can you go and mix and match one to the other, the different kaparas? Because the Rameir is speaking, the Rameir says, they're all the same. The one from Regel is Mechaper for all three. The one from Rish Chodesh is Mechaper for all three. The one from Yom Kippur is Mechaper for all three. That's why they're interchangeable. So I have nothing to do with Leib Bez Masalein. So therefore, says the Gemara, I tried three separate Mekoides and I struck out. I have no raya that there is a Rabbanan in a Mishnah, a Tana that holds Leib Bez Masalein. No raya from Toides because that's special. There is no possibility of Yira Adshiyistayev to go and get him up. Not a raya from Paraduma, that's the Meir Yikarim. No raya from our case of our Mishnah, that's the Meir that holds Kapros and Shavuot. Says the Gemara, you know what? I give up. El Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gomer La. Rabbi Yochanan had the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu's times. Now the Divrei Shimon ain't Niftin, the Divrei Chachamim Niftin. What's the reason why? Because the Rabbanan hold Leib Bez Masalein, and Reb Shimon holds Ein Leib Bez Masalein. He does not agree with that concept. Okay, so
he doesn't agree with the Mizora?
He doesn't know. That was the Mesoira that
Rabbi Yochanan.
That Rabbi Yochanan had, that many, many doyotes before there was some sort of machlokes, a quote-unquote misunderstanding, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down with both Mesoides that there is a Leib Bez and there's not a Leib Bez, and therefore it could even be that not necessarily this goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, because the concept of Leib Bez is a Drabonin concept that the Drabonin instituted, that every single year when people give their new Shkolim, we're going to have a potential problem with Karbonis which are Moiser, Karbonis at the end of the year from Adar to Nisan which are Moiser, as well as Katoidus which are going to be Moiser, as well as Karbonis which are lost throughout the year, and in other words Karbonis Sibur, and we find them. So the Rabbanan instituted Leib Bez Masalein according to the Rabbanan quoted by Rabbi Yochanan, but the same Rabbi Yochanan says, but I know that Rabbi Shimon respectfully disagrees, he does not hold to this Leib Bez Masalein. Okay, but not that I can go and point to a mandiyama somewhere in a mishnah somewhere. I can't. But he had that in the seder b'kabbalah.
Sorry, could you re-explain how we can't use it for Rav Yehuda?
We were trying to bring a mokar that the rabbanon hold Leib Bez Masalein from some mishnah somewhere. So the Gemara said probably from the Omruloi of our Mishnah.
Right.
The Gemara initially assumed that the Omruloi is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, and the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is that Rabbi Yehuda does hold Leib Bez Masalein. Right. So therefore, even though the accomplishments of each of the Kabbonis, or at least we have two categories of Kabbonis according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the regular. We have the Sur Hanas B'chutz on Yom Kippur, that's one, and that is only Mechaper on Ein Ba'yidi B'tchila, V'yesh Ba'yidi B'sof, that's it, nothing more, nothing less. And then I have two others, the one that we bring B'regel, and the one that is brought for Chodesh, and they do have the same purpose. What's the same purpose? Ein Ba'yidi B'tchila, V'ein Ba'yidi B'sof. So said the Gemara, According to me, Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that the Amrulai is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I know that there are differences between one carbon and the other carbon. Yom Kippur has one purpose, and the regular Rosh Chodesh has a different purpose. Nevertheless, if the Yom Kippur carbon got lost, I could use it on Rosh Chodesh, and if the Rosh Chodesh carbon got lost, I can use it in Yom Kippur. How can I do that? They have different... because Lein Bez Namasalein. So I have a solid raya that there is a Mokka, there's a Rabbanon, that whole Lein Bez Namasalein. So you want to know, Nishkarai, because maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda speaking, after all, Amrulai, it doesn't say who the Amrulai are. Maybe it's Rameir. Maybe Rameir also agrees with Reb Shimon that there is no din of Lev Bez Masle. He doesn't hold of that. So Ibazoi, so what is his, the issue that he is challenging Reb Shimon? He's saying to Reb Shimon, I hold that all three Kabbanis accomplish all the three achievements, right? Each one does the same thing. So obviously, if one gets lost, okay, so you have your backup plan. I'm not going to use it for regular, I'm going to use it for Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to use Rosh Chodesh, I'll use it for Yom Kippur, because they all do the same thing. On the other hand, you, the Reb Shimon, hold that each one has its own exclusive purpose. How can you go mix and match? They're separate Kabbanis. It's almost like this is a Chattas, and this is an Oshim, and this is an Oilet. They're separate Kabbanis. How can you go and mix them? No, says Reb Shimon, because it will come for Kapora, for Mikdash v'Kadoshim. Okay, so therefore, it has nothing to do with Lebezin, it has to do with the fact that they all are the same purpose, and this one is for a different purpose. So says Yimai and Chami, I cannot go and point to a Mishnah that says Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, but that's what the Messiah that Reb Yochanan had. Gemara Gomelah, the Reb Shimon. Ein Nifdin means you cannot be pointed them to Mimim. According to Chum, you can be pointed to Mimim. Why? Because of Leib Bez Masaleh. So now we get back to Barry's question about 15 minutes ago. So Reb Shimon, the Leslie, Leib Bez Masaleh, and my Avdin Lehu. Every year we have this problem. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I can only bring an Oilas Tomid, as well as all the new Karbanis, as well as the Ktoiris. It all has to be from the Taklin Chavitin, from the brand new Shkolim. How can I go bring up the new Shkolim? What am I going to do with the old ones? I'm going to go and shoot them? I'm going to kill them? What am I going to do with them? After all, they have a Kedusha Sagov. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of the Rabbanon, what's the din? Lebez Masnalein, that each one of these Karbanis has a hybrid identity. If we're able to bring it for a carbon, Kedusha Sagov. If we're not able to bring it for a carbon, it's going to be demoted. It's only going to have Kedusha's Dam. Kedusha's Dam, you don't have to have a mum. Anything you can be poided without any difficulty. So that was what the Rabban hold. But what does Reb Shimon hold? Since Reb Shimon does not hold of Lebez the Masna Leyen, my Abdul, what are we going to do with these poor remaining Tuloyim in the Lishkas of Tuloyim every Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We're going to go and use it for Kayitz L'mizbeach. What means Kayitz L'mizbeach? We all know Kayitz means summertime. Here, however, the Kayitz has a slightly different pshat. And Kayitz means any time that the Mizbeach is empty and we feel Zashtikl B'zoyin, there's no activity going on. It might be a day it's it's pouring outside and very few people come to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's snowing. Whatever the situation is, we don't have a lot of karbanos, so then the tzeshtikl bizoyin that the mizbeach should be empty. So we go and put on karbanos on the mizbeach, which are not choivos. These are not obligations on the part of the tzibur. It was not that a yochid was menadavit, but it's what we call kayitz mizbeach. It's like a compote. Compote, as you know, is a dessert at the end of a meal. So every single day you have the basics. You have at least the oilas tomid for sure. And presumably you have some stragglers that are coming in, either with Nedarim or Nedavos, they're giving a present, or some that unfortunately did a chet, he brings his karm chatos, or he did a chet that requires you to bring korban asham, whatever the situation was. Somebody else had a tremendous bracha, and tremendous yeshua, and he's bringing a korban toida, somebody else bringing korban shalom, typically it was busy. But in those days it was not so busy, so you have kayitz and mizbeach, you go and take behemoths and you bring them for kabonis for oila, so that the mizbeach should be full like a dessert towards the end of the day. Now all of that sounds great. What does it have to do with our kabonis over here? So what Mar is telling us is those extra tuloyim which were in the lishkas at tuloyim, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we say to them, Mishab Salach, I'm so sorry, we can't use you now for the Karban Oiles Tamid. Why not? Because we have to buy the Karban Oiles Tamid from the new Shkalim, and you will purchase from the old Shkalim. So according to Rabban, the whole Leib is Masna Leyan, no problem, you'll be pointed them to Mimim, and you'll re-sanctify them from the new Shkalim, from the new collections that they just got. Okay, that works. But since Rav Shimon doesn't hold that way, what are we going to do? No problem. Keep them somewhere in the Lishka Satloim or another Lishka somewhere. And Mi'at Hashem, when the day will come, when it's a quiet day, there's not a lot of business going on, we're going to use them for Oilois L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now you're thinking to yourself, for one second, but these were purchased with the old monies from the old year. How can you go and bring them in the new year? Don't we say that every new year you have to bring all the Kabbalist Tzibur from the new Sloim, from the new Shkolim that were collected in Chodesh Adar for the new year? And the answer is, that's only by Kabbalist Choyva, Kabbalist that you have to go and bring on behalf of the Tzibur, like the Oilas Tamid, or on Shabbos that you have your extra Musafin, or Rish Chodesh that you have those Musafin, including a Soya. Those type of Kabbalist Choyva, those have to come from the new Shkolim, Trumas Alishka. However, voluntary kabbonis, that's okay. Even if you're talking about kabbonis tzibur, you could use the old tloyim from the previous year. And so therefore, that's what Reb Shimon says. Do not bring them on Rish Chodesh Nisan through this pidyon of tmimim. I don't hold of that. But rather, hold on to them, and on a rainy day, mekitzen ha-mizbeach will fill up the mizbeach as a kompot for the mizbeach, so that it shouldn't be empty. And it's a very easy thing to do, because it was an oil until now. It was an oilas tamid, but I'm switching it now from an oilas tamid to an oilas kayitza mizbeach, but they're both the same purpose of oila, says Reb Shimon, that is okay, no problem. Question.
When Pesach, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, we had the story of Hillel, that they would bring the korbanos up to the harabayas, and they would then mock it with their knives, embedded in their fur, and then they would makdish them. Why are these behemoths kodesh, if we can force, it's a foreseeable problem. Why not keep them held back as chulin, and then only...
Very good. So let me ask you a question. Who purchased each one of those individual kabanas?
The tzibur.
Where did they get the money from?
The Lishka Ascharet and
No. The tzibur bought their own kabanas Pesach. Where did they get the money to go and buy
them? Everyone brought their own money.
Their own money. Was that money Kodesh or was Chulin?
It was Chulin.
Chulin money. How did we go and buy the Oilas Tamid? Did you contribute? Did you go and buy it in the store?
Or but just like they had these
kids were born.
No, just like they had these umnen who they would use for the ktores.
Let's, you know. We can go through the whole shots now. Let's go one at a time.
We have a foreseeable problem. Why does Bezdin have to lock themselves
in? Can we first talk about the Oilas Tamid?
Okay.
Good. When you bought these tuloyim that you put in the lishkas of tuloyim, did I or you buy these tuloyim and put them in the lishkas of tuloyim?
No.
The Gizbar did it, and what did he use?
He used the
holy money of the... that were donated to the Beis Hamikdash.
Right.
Good. So by definition, once you bought with those monies, the money is now transferred, the Kedusha, to those things. Now they are Kadosh. What are we going to do now? Your case that you said about a private carbon, leave it Chulin until the last moment, is because you're buying it with Chulin money. So how is it going to become Kadosh? Somebody has to go and be Makdish it. So either the Baal will be Makdish it, the Koyim will be Makdish it at the request of the Baal. You could do it initially, or you can do it at the last moment. So the Gemara says elsewhere, do it at the final moment, because you're going to do it prior to that. There might be potential meila problems. The animal will get lost, so what am I going to do? Wait until the final moment when you actually bring the behema to the Beis Hamikdash, and then the kohen asks, what is this? This is my chat, this is my oil, or whatever. Come Pesa, now be makdashit on this spot. You can't go and say that legabe kabanas toida, kabanas oilas tamid, which were purchased with holy money. Same thing applies now to the Ktoyus. It was not purchased with Chulin money, it was purchased with the Shkolim from the Lishka, and that those monies are Kodesh, and therefore, by definition, the Ktoyus is going to be Kodesh, because when you buy it with those monies, the Kedusha of the monies will transfer to the Ktoyus. Now, to take the Kedusha away, we had to have this elaborate mechanism with the Schar Umnim. It's good. I'm going to end it, and noch more.
You're trying to give this year. I'll talk to you about it afterward.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't see it. It's a foreseeable problem, and you have people who work supply. You mentioned many times the supply contracts that people would supply all this material to the Beis Hamikdash, if the person that's who's supplying the kvasim for the tamid every day knows these six you hold back so that we have, and you only bring them into Lishkas HaTolim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to avoid this problem, you have them, as it were, pre-qualified in the supply contract.
Buy these tloyim comes from the new shkalim. Every year the new shkalim.
Right.
And those shkalim have kedusha to them. And now by buying these tloyim, that kedusha gets transferred to the animals, and now they are kodesh.
But they're not bought, is what I'm saying. They're not bought. It's held back.
They're not.
The supplier with the supply contract is holding back on
them. So do me a favor. Let's wait until we get to kodeshim, and then we'll discuss these issues. The Gemara is assuming that they're not giving credit. There are no American Express credit cards. You can leave home without it, and you have to go and pay cash. And therefore, you shkol them to go and buy the kabbalas. When we find another Gemara elsewhere, we'll discuss it at that time. So now, since these are all kadosh, what are we going to do with it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't find a mokar, but according to the Masoret, that there's a Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that there's a masalein, switch it from the old to the new by going to be poided to him. Since Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way, he says, hold on to these kloim, and we're going to use them, and Me'at Hashem, on a rainy day, the kayit samizbech. I agree with everything that you said, but we're going to make one knesh. One knesh means one wrinkle. And that is, what happens when you have moiser hachatos? In other words, until now we spoke about moiser ha'oila. Moiser means that it was left over, like noiser. So moiser ha'oila, use that very same oila, not for oilas talmud, you use it for an oilas nedoba, the kaitzim is bech. What happens if you have a chatas which is left over? Now, a chatas normally, if it's left over by a yochid, you have chomish chatois mesois. But that's not the case. We're talking about a chatas atzibur. Remember the Gemara said yesterday, it was a machlokes, but according to Mandiyama that holds, ain chatas tzibur mesa. What happens if, in fact, I have an extra chatas? How do I have an extra chatas? Because on your Rish Chodesh, you had set aside your karm chatas. The chatas ran away and not a machta plater. And the Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about the Rosh Chodesh Adar, we find it now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Can I go and use that Moisir Achatas for bringing it on that day on Rosh Chodesh? Let's do the same thing by the Oilas Tamid. Let's go and take, just like by the Oilas Tamid, we said that you can go and use the old one, use the new one. How we're going to go and be Mafais, we're going to go and be pointed, like we said, according to the Mandiyama, who's led Bez Master led. That's good according to the Rabbanan. So just like the Oilas Tamid, you can go and transfer the Kedush and buy it back, you're going to deposit it, use it for the new Shkolim, that's great. What about the Sor that we're going to use in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Can you use the old one? So Chod according to Rabbanan, no problem. You went, it was Taka bought with the old Shkolim, but now we're going to go and deposit it to Mimim, and we're going to buy it back, just like the Oilas Tamid. Exact same thing. But according to Reb Shimon, what are we going to go and do with this iri chatos? We said we don't hold of lei bez masale. So go and use this chatos for kaitzim mizbeach. My friend, kaitzim mizbeach is a karman oila, not a karman chatos. How are we going to go and use it the kaitzim mizbeach? It says Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, when Reb Shimon says iri chatos, she'ein mekitzin begrufon ele bedameyen. I might have thought all the kahanim have to do is, well, we bought it originally for Karm Chatas, but since it ran away, and now we found it again, you know what? We'll go and now change the name from a Chatas to an Oila, and we're going to use it for Kaitz and Mizbech. Says the Gemara, yes and no. Yes, we're going to use it for Kaitz and Mizbech, but not Begufa, not with the animals themselves. Ela b'dameyan, what we're going to have to do with Yiru Achiestavu, wait until they get a mum, and then we're going to get the money, and we're going to use that money not to go and buy a new sa'ir, we're going to go and use it to go and buy oilois lekayetz ha-mizbeach. Those are the yomarish emekitzim begufan, ela bidameyen. We're not going to take the very same chatas and say, okay, presto, now it becomes an oilas kayetz ha-mizbeach, but rather we're going to go and sell it. We can't sell it now. Reb Shimon holds that you can't go and be poyed there. Tumimim, he doesn't hold the blade, doesn't master lay. So you have to wait until Yirat Shisai, it gets a mum, and then we'll be pointed, we'll take the money, and we'll use that money to go and buy a brand new oila, the Kayetza Mizbech. Why? It's the same Kedushas Oila. The Tloim and the Lishka Tloim were meant for Oila Stamid. We're not going to use Oila Stamid, we'll use it to Oila Kaitzim. Avul Hosin the Mikor Chatzis. Vahashta Oila. You cannot go and switch it. Now the Gemara holds that min ha-toira, perhaps you could switch from a chatzis to an oila, but the reason why you can't do it, l'chol apachas is midrabonin, gezeira li'acha kapara, otu lefnei kapara. What does the Gemara mean to say? The only reason why I'm allowing for this chatzis to be transferred and transformed from a chatzis into an oila is because the chatzis was lost. And now I was in Matan, I used another one, and Baruch Hashem, with that, we took care of the chatzis that was missing. But now that I found it again, if I'm going to say, use this very chatzis for an oil lekayitz of mizbeach, a kohen who is not such a great Talmud Chacham will say, I remember last week we used a former chatzis for purposes of an oil lekayitz of mizbeach. This week, even though I have a soyer lekayitz, I'm not going to use this soyer because I found a nicer one, a better one. Let's go and use lekayitz of mizbeach. So they're going to go and make. They're going to think that even lefnei kapara, even before the kapara took place, the Gizborim had already purchased a soyer. It looked really nice. We're going to use it, the Korban Chatzos, on Rish Chodesh. And then a day later, no. I already found a better one. So what am I going to go and do with the original soyer lechatzos? Okay, just use the kaitz and mizbeach. Take it chatzos, make it oil, and everything is great and dandy. You can't do that. The only time you can go and do that is after kapara. I don't need the soyer lechatzos anymore. So it becomes a moiser hachatzos. Then, if you're going to allow that to be changed from chatzos to oila, then they're going to see even lefnei kapara, even a case where the soyer lechatzos was not rejected because of the fact that it ran away or because they took another chatzos. They'll say, anytime I was maktish a behemoth for a chatzos, for Rish Chodesh or for regular, whatever, I can always change it and make it for an oil lekayitz of mizbeach. Of course, in that gezeira, they said, oh, no, we're not going to allow that. Dr. Gezeira, the acha kapara, or to lefnei kapara. If I'm going to allow after kapara means that this chatas was lost. And therefore, and they brought another one instead. So now this is a moisera chatas. We don't need it. If I'm going to allow that moisera chatas to be transformed into an oila, they'll say even the case where it was not a moisera chatas, it was a brand new chatas, but they decided not to use it. So you can also use the kaitz mizbeach. That's wrong. That's because of that gzeira. They said, wait until it gets a mum, and then you'll be able to use the domim to buy a brand new oil. Now this concept of gzeira liach kapara, otel ne kapara, the Gemara feels we have to bring a raya to it, and we're going to bring three separate rayas. And all the rayas are exactly the same.
Om Rabbi Yafananam. What makes the kapara?
The kapara, the fact that we do the three kalim mizbeach, the fact that the carbon was geshochten, that they shechted it, they did the zrika, and they did all the processes. Now it is full kapara. In truth, as Barry was saying, all you need to do is the zrika sadam. However, to do it properly, when you talk about a carbon oil in the marshal, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. You talk about a carbon chatzos, the aymerin go on the mizbeach, and the rest of the basar is eaten by the kahan. So the ochlu oisamasher kupar behem, the achila is also part of the kapar. But the minimum that you need is zrika sadam. So therefore says Yimar, if I have a chatas which is no longer necessary, because I had a replacement that was used already, so chatas, Nebuch is crying, oh, I lost my purpose.
Burned.
I'm sorry?
You haven't burned the chatas, you fire him, so you get everything and you burn it, it becomes a mola.
Okay, so therefore I have now my extra carbon chatas. So the Gemara said, "May ikar hadin." According to Reb Shimon, what can I do with an extra chatas? I go and say, "Presto, abracadabra! It's no longer chatas. I'm going to bring it to oil lekayitz and mizbech." However, the problem with something like that is, if I'm going to allow for a moiser chatas, moiser means again that I don't need it because it's extra because it's been replaced. How is it replaced? Because, for instance, it ran away and I used another one. So the kapara is already accomplished. May ikar hadin. You could switch it to an oil. However, once you do that, people say even a regular karm chatas, which was not brought yet, and I want to go and switch it from a chatas to an oila, why not? A chatas, oila, chatas, the same gematria or whatever, they'll say that it's basically the same. Oh, no, that you can't do. It's only a moiser chatas, something which is left over. So because of that, they said, never bring a chatas for an oila, rather go and be menatikit l'raya, they want to use the expression nitik l'raya, let it go out now and graze, gets a mum, you'll go and sell it, and you use the money for the oil of the kayetz and mizbeach. He says Abaye, Afanan Lamitinin, we had this concept already, and this is now we're quoting from Braisa Mishnah we already brought yesterday. Par v'soy sheyom kippurim she'ovdu v'ifish achayim tachteh. What happens to the par or the soy of Yom Kippur? Can you imagine? They got lost. Very difficult to get lost because there would be lots of kahanim standing around with the security guards making sure the par v'soy don't get. But they got lost. And now we will mafrish others instead of them. V'chein tziri aboy de zara. If you had that, the Bezin HaGodol had paskined in Yerushalayim that you're allowed to do a certain form of aboy de zara. And Klal Yisrael did it, and afterwards they said, we made a bubu. So they, the Bezin HaGodol, not the individual Jews, the Bezin HaGodol has to bring a double carbon, they have to bring an oila together with a par of the oila, and together with a soyer for a chatas. So what happens if one of those Seiri Avoy de Zara of the God who lost, Viv Shechem Tachtem, and we brought another one instead. And now I find these old chatas, the par of the soyer of Yom Kippur, or the Seiri Avoy de Zara. The reason why we couple them together, because these are all known as katois pnimiois, where the Zrikas Adam is inside the Heichel, and of course for Yom Kippur it's even inside the Kodesh Kadosh. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, he holds it just like when you have a private carbon chatas, chomish chatois mesois, and one of them is a chatas niskapru balea bi'acher, that the chatas goes l'misa. He says the same thing applies to the tzibur. However, Blazer Reb Shimon Aimer, no such thing. The din of Chomish Chatos Meisus is only by a private chatos, by a yochid, but not by a chatos tzibah. And therefore, what do? Yirat chitav, yimachrim, yipipul, and deyel ledova. What means yipul and deyel ledova? And we're going to go and take the monies and then buy a carbon oilas nedova, not a nedova for you or for me, for the tzibur, and you're going to use it for kayetz and mizbeach. What's the reason why? She'en chatos tzibah meisah. They hold that it's not a din of chomish chatois meisois, because that's only by a yochid and not by a tzibah. Why did Reb Elazar Shimon say, Yerushtavu, wait until it gets a mum, and then you're going to use it instead of a chatas, you're going to use it for an oila. Nikrvu inu gufayu oila. Why don't we go and say, we don't need you anymore for the chatas, because unfortunately they ran away, and now we found them. Bring them themselves for an oila. And that saves so much headache over the years, because Yerushtavu, every day you're going to have to go and check, did it get a mum, didn't get a mum, and it could be there. A wasting asset, an asset that sits around for 20 years, eating and grazing and grazing and eating, and it refuses to become a Baal Mum. You'll never be able to be pointed. So use it for an oil itself. Anytime that you're going to allow for a chatas to be transformed into an oila, then also, well, I can always do that. They don't realize you can only do it in such a very special circumstances.
Financially, not physically.
I'll bring you another riot. And this raya is from the Soir Hanasa Bifnim. Till now we kept talking about Soir Hanasa Bechutz. Vasheini Yirat Shiestayv. What is this talking about? You have every single year, we just landed on Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol had to go and take two Seirim, which were almost identical twins, and he had to put a Goyel Hashem and a Goyel Azaz. Okay, the Goyel Hashem is waiting to be brought for a carbon, and the Azazel is outside waiting for it to be sent to Lazazel. Now the Korban, Sir Lazazel, got wind of the fact, I'm going to have to go off the steep cliff and it's going to be the end. I'm too young for that. Now, maybe next year, in 2 years from now, but not this year. So the Azazel runs away. So what do we do now? So it says in the Sechtes Yuma that you have to do a new Goyro, meaning you have to bring two new Seirim. And you do one Sir Lashem and one Sir Lazazel, and now you're going to make sure that Sir Lazazel is held properly in a cage, or 12 security guards around it, so that it shouldn't run away. But now I have two Sar Lashems. What do I do with two Sar Lashems? So says the Gemara Maseches Yuma, use one of them, Vasheni, and the extra one, Yirai Chistai, wait until it gets a mum, Yimach, Yibu, Dom, Luna, Dom. Fetchmur Bamai, since we have an extra Chatas, Shiniskaper Biacher, it's a Moisra Chatas, Yikorvi Yugufi Oila, why don't we go and say, presto, it was until now a chatas. I don't need the chatas anymore because I'm using the other soil lechatas. So use this second soil and use it for oil. The answer is a lav shemamina zirach kapara or to lift make kapara. You can't just go and say chatas becomes an oil because then every time the kehanim that may not know the dinim will think you can always switch a chatas for an oil chatas. What difference does it make? No. It's lach kapara. Here, even by the Acha Kapora, we said, wait until it gets a mum, and then you use the money for it. And Omer Ravina, I have Raya number 3. Afanam Namitanina. Oshim Shemesu Balav, Oishir Skapru Balav. Now we're not talking about any more a carbon tzibur. There is no such thing as an osham b'tzibur. It's only a private osham. Now what happens if an osham shemesu balov, a nozer was supposed to bring it, a metzoyder was supposed to bring it, whatever the situation was, and unfortunately the balim passed away. Or the balim, the osham ran away, we brought another one, and now we have the old osham back, so it was kvar niskapur. Now, we have a famous rule by the Chumash Chatois Meisois that if you had a chata shemesu balov, but we also have a locha l'moish misinai, that's not the halacha l'gabi the carbon osham. Osham shemesu balav, shiskapu balav bi'acher, you know what we're going to do? You're at yishtai, v'yimach, v'yimkul dambav, l'nidava. You have an extra osham, I don't need it, go and wait until it gets a mum, and then it goes l'nidava. Reb Lezer oimer, yomus. No, because Reb Lezer is the famous Reb Lezer, the first
mission. Chatas ka osham.
The first mishnah Mesechtes Vachim that kachatas ka'ashim toira achas lehem. That mishnah is talking about if you went and shechted it shloy b'shma, which for gabi other kabbonis is not ma'akev, gabi chatas it is ma'akev, and therefore Reb Lezer says not only by chatas but also by an ashim, because as you quoted kachatas ka'ashim toira achas lehem, they're identical. So just like you have chamish chatoyis meisah, you have the chamish asham is meisah. I knew you were going to say that. You didn't disappoint me. Rabbi Shua Oimer Yavi Bedam of Oilev Likarv. Well, no, that's Likarv Vaita. Shua Oimer Yavi Bedam of Oilev. Said Rabbi Shua, no. Not Yomas. You can go and use it for a carbon Oilas Nidav. Wait 1 second before we continue. Isn't the Tanakama and Rabbi Shua the same? The Tanakama says, here, she started Yimach Bedam Bedam. Rabbi Shua says, Yavi Bedam of Oilev. So they're both saying the same thing. You use the monies to go and buy a carbon oilas nidava. What's the dafkimina between the reisha and the sefer? The Tanakama and Rabbi Shua. Says Rashi, there's a major difference. The Tanakama holds that you're going to use it for kayetz hamizbeach. In other words, this is going to, although this was a private carbon, this was a carbon osham, bought by Yankel Smith, he paid for it $500, the carbon osham. However, Yankel never passed away, so it's either Mesa Balav or it got lost, and now we brought a new one. So now this Oshem is still hanging around. What do we do with it? Says the Tanakama, it's going to go to Kayetz and Mizbeach on behalf of the Tzibur. Masha Enkei to Rabbi Yeshua. No, he himself, Yankel, assuming that he's still alive, or his ears are alive, they'll be able to go, and after it gets a mum, use the money for their own private carbon oilas nedava. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering to yourself, now what difference does it make? Tzibur brings oilas nedava, Yankel brings the oilas nedava.
Can't bring it on Shabbos. Not different.
Can you bring an oilas nedava of a tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Yes, but not for a yachid.
An oilas nedava for the tzibur and Shabbos, zichanish. On Shabbos, you can only use the oilas tomid, shil shachas tomid ben aboyim, and the two oilas of the musafim. You can't go and add anything else. Even the Gabi Yom Tov, we have Machloikas, Mesechtes Beya, and Mesechtes Chagiga, Mepshem, we'll come back to it the next Machzor, where they even bring Nidorim Unadovis on Yom Tov, only in Cholamoy. But that's not a discussion for today. Anyway, so what's the difference? So Rashi said the two differences. Difference number one is the din of smicha. Do you do a smicha? If it happens to be a private carbon, of course, with some Yod Avala, you have to do a smicha. But if it's a public carbon, the whole tzibur should come and do it. No din of smicha. That's number one. Number two, what about bringing the minchas nesachim? In both cases, by an oily, you have to bring minchas nesachim. But who's going to pay for it? If it happens to be an oily tzibur, the tzibur will pay for the minchas nesachim. Mm-hmm. If it happens to be a yochid, he's going to have to pay for it from his own money. That's what Rashi says in the Bible. Okay, very good. But Frank Timura, why is it necessary, according to both the Tanakam and according to Rabbi Yeshua, to go and wait until he gets a mum, and then go and bring it, take the money and use it for an oily? Let it bring it itself for an oila. So we have three separayas, like we said, that when you have a moiser of a carbon chatas, according to Reb Shimon, you don't go and use it for anything except for the kites and mizbeach, but don't use the carbon itself. Rather wait until it gets a mum and take the money for purposes of a carbon oil. What's the reason why? So the mark Now this Tanya Mihochi doesn't go on what we just discussed now. This is going back on the beginning of the discussion. what happens if you have moisaris? Moisaris means the extra karbonos and the lishkas hatloim on Rish Chodesh Nissan. What are you going to do with them? Tana mihochi mahi meviyem mena moisaris. What did we do with those extras? Sakti Mara, according to Reb Shimon, we're going to use it for kayetz and mizbeach. Kayetz ki benoy shuach. Benoy shuach are white figs. It's a particular breed of figs, a particular min of figs. And we're going to use the benoy shuach for the mizbeach, like a kompot. Who holds this way? That's Reb Shimon, because it's a bonnet hold, according to Reb Yochanan. No. If we have the extra moisores from year to year, what are we going to use them for? Well, we're going to go and be pointed them to me, and we'll use them for another stomach as they were originally designated. So this is going according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara is now bothered by the Lashon, you're going to use a kibbonai shuach la mizbeach, which sounds like that if you want to, you can be menadev peyrois for the mizbeach, not just animals. You can go and be menadev. I have some delicious figs and some delicious dates and delicious apples and oranges. I want to go and put them on the mizbeach. Voksiv ki chol se'or v'chol devash li saktir mimenu ish l'shem. Anything sweet you can put on the mizbeach. Although literally devash means a devash tomorrow, which would mean honey. But the Gemara learns it doesn't only refer to honey. It means any type of pater. So you can't go and put benoy shuach on the mizbeach. So no, that's not what I meant. Tani Rab Chanina ki benoy shuach li adam, that you go and use these extra oilois for kaitz and mizbeach. Just like we, B'nai Adam, we eat kompot, or we eat fruit salad, or we eat delicious Napoleons or cake or whatever. So the Mizbeach also has these delicious desserts in the form of the oilo lekayetz haMizbeach.
And Napoleon supported Eretz Yisrael.
Shkoyach. Supported himself. He wasn't...
Well, we know that, but...
Okay, we'll discuss these historical events afterwards. Dorish of Nachman Bar of Chizda. Ein mekitza me'oilo sa'oif. What happens if... Fine. I have my carbon oshim, shes kapa balav, or I have my extra carbon chatos, and now it's the end. It's finally, Baruch Hashem, it's a year later, 5 years later, it finally developed a mum. What are we going to do with it? We're going to take the money, we're going to be poida the animal, use the money to go and buy a carbon oila. What happens if instead of buying a behema carbon oila, I would like to go and buy toirim or b'nei yoina as my carbon oil. Certainly, if I want to be menadev a carbon oil, the Torah said at the beginning of Parshas VeYikra, then oif carbono, you can go and bring menat toirim or bnei yoina. You can't bring a chicken, you can't bring a duck, but you can go and bring from these turtle doves, you can go and bring a carbon oil. Could you use the moiser hachatos money and buy with that instead of an oilis behema and oilis off? Says Rav Nachman of Chizda, no. Ain't mekitz of oilis off.
It's for the birds.
Oh, that was good. Amarava ha burcha. What means burcha? Says Rashi, what you just said is a fabrication. It's fake news. Burcha. See Rashi, right to the fourth and fifth line, ha burcha, the rabodi min haleif. Where did you take this from? We keep on saying you can use it oila, oila, oila. You can use it for an oila sa'if. That's what Rava said. Amarav Nachman bar Yitzchak the Rava, my burcha sa. I'm sorry, Rava, with the greatest of respect, I don't think you're right. Anu amrita nilei. I myself, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, said this halacha over in the past. Umishmei that Rav Simi min Erdo amrita nilei. Yom Rav Simi min Erdo, moist rice. Anytime you have the leftovers, for instance, of this carbon chatzas tzibur, or a private carbon osham, what do you use it for? The nidvas tzibur azli. Vein oilas oif betzibur. Since the whole purpose of this is going to be an oila of the tzibur, there's no such thing as an oilas oif betzibur. Look from the whole Torah, from Bereishis until the end of Devarim, no such thing. Oilas oif can only be brought by a yachid. And therefore, if you're now using a moiser, such as a karm chattas, which was not necessary, because it ran away and now it's left over, what are we going to do with it? We're going to wait until Yeret Shiestayv, we're going to have money. You can't go and use the money to buy an oilas oif. There's no such concept of an oilas oif betzibur. We have shmuz over the hadar. Oh no, that's a new shtickle. And so therefore, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rava, I respectfully disagree. You cannot use the moiser for oilas oif, only for an oilas behema.
Is it because the template of switching the value of the korban to an ola is from the tzibur, so the parallel in the yachid is you cannot use it for oilas oif. Is that it? Is that what the Gemara said?
I know why you're saying parallel biyachid.
Because
parallel by tzibur. We're saying by tzibur. You can't use it on the oilets kayetz on mizbeach, which is a tzibur dikar carbon. You cannot use an oilets oil for that purpose because we never found
also
an oilets oil by tzibur. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
Not an oilets nadov with the tzibur and not an oilets oil with the tzibur.
I understand. I'm saying is, but the kayetz on mizbeach that we're talking about is kayetz on mizbeach
for the tzibur.
So we're not talking about yachid at all taking his money and his Baal Moon animal and converting it to a kites on his back.
Right.
We're only talking about tzibur.
Right.
Okay. Never a single time.
Now, if you go back to the Braisa on the Amud Aleph, remember we had three shitas, the Gabi, the Oshim Shemes Baal, which is originally a carbon yachid.
Right.
So what did the Tanakhama say? Yirat Shisayiv, V'yipu Dom L'Nadav. The blade says Yomus because he holds the Oshim the same thing as Chata. Rabbi Shua says, no, Yom B'Dom L'Oyla. So remember we asked, isn't the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shua the same thing? Aren't they both saying that you use the carbon oila for the mizbeach? And the answer is the Tanakam is talking about an oila of the tzibur, and Rabbi Shua said it's an oila of the yachid. And we said, what's enough kimina? The gabi with his smicha, and who's going to pay for the minchas esachim? Ah, so Rabbi Shua holds it's a private carbon. So the choyre, according to him, you would be able to go and use an oila sa'oif. Why? Because if I can be menadav and oilas oif on my own behalf at any time, I can use the moisture of Oshem, which was my private carbon, which I've waited for 5 years. Now it got a mum. I have now the money. I can bring an oilas oif. According to the Tanakam, whoever, that he says that the Tzibur is going to use it for Kayetz HaMizbeach, then you cannot. So therefore, l'choyre, this new Gemara is only going to Rabbanan, and not Reb Lezer, and not Reb Yeshua. And in fact, that's what Rashi says here, Bekitzur on the Amud Beis. The second of the narrow lines, and it was Tzibur Azla, Kid Rabbanan, the Pligi Alei, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, and the Brisa that we had on the Amud Aleph, only Rabbanan, because Rabbanan said that happened to be a public carbon now. It's been transformed from a private Oshem
into public Kais Mizbeach.
Public Kais Mizbeach, there's no such thing as an Oilus Oif, the Tzibur. It's Mashma Taka from this Rashi, the country be sure you would be able to go since
thank
he,
you. I think that's what was bothering me. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem. We have Shmuel Sava Lohad Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. We go back to the very beginning of the sugya, the Leiv Beznin Masna Alein. That if you have extra kabonis at the end of the year, such as in the Lishka Satlon, what do you go and do? You can go and transform them from the old into the new. So that's what Shmuel says in the name of Yochanan. The Yom Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, Kabonis Tzibur, Sakin Moishchosin L'mashehe. What does it mean, Sakin Moishchosin L'mashehe? So Rashi explains, okay, let me make one slight emendation. When the Gemara said that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan, he's not holding like Rabbi Yochanan's original halacha, that we're going to go and take those tamidim, and we're going to go and be pointed them tamimim, and now go and use the new money to go and buy them and use them immediately on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Liba de Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yochanan says that even though according to Rabbanan, they bez masna lehen, but according to Reb Shimon, there's no such concept of Lebez and Masalim. So what are we going to do with those extra Tamidim, those extra Tuloyim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We're going to go and bring them for Oilois Lekayetz on Mizbeach. And here you don't even have to wait on Girat Shistavu, because it was an oil until now, and it continues to be an oil. Zokti Gemara, that's what Shmuel agrees with. Yom Rav Yudah Mishmuel. Kabbana Sibur, Sakin Moish Chosam Lemashahin. This is an expression. Sakin means Bishas Shchita. You can go and maneuver or move or stretch the carbon into its new form, into its new purpose. Until now, the purpose of this carbon was oil the stomach. But since it's Nourish Chodesh Nisan, I can't use it for carbon tomid anymore. I'm going to use it for carbon oilas kaitzim mizbeach. How can I switch the shechita by the sack and there'll be moishechit that will schlep it from tomid to kait? So he's a trash. Tana mihochi, taka raya, umoy Reb Shimon b'soyer, shim lekarev b'regel, going back now to our original Mishnah, you have a soyer shim lekarev b'regel because it made up later, you karev b'rish chodesh, right? Because they all have the same status of tumas mekishiroshim. So the soyer that was not used on regel, you karev b'rish chodesh. Vim lekarev b'rish chodesh, you karev b'yam kippah. Vim lekarev b'yam kippah, you karev b'regel. Vim lekarev b'regel zeh, you karev b'regel achet. The whole purpose was to go and bring it for a carbon soir to mechaper on tumas mikdash vekadoshov. That's what he means with mizbech achitzoin. That symbolizes, that represents the base of mikdash. And so therefore said Reb Shimon in our Mishnah that if you have any of these kabbanis ever getting lost, Amruloi Makshi Yikrivu Zeh Bezeh, he says, Yikarvu, even though each one of them has their own purpose, this one is Ein Bayidin B'Tchilav, Ein Bayidin B'Sav, this one Ein Bayidin B'Tchilav, Yesh Bayidin B'Sav, and this Rish Chodesh is Torah She'achas Atameh, said Reb Shimon, it doesn't matter, because bottom line, they're all Boin Lechaper, Al Tumas Mikrish Kadoshev, so we bring a Raya from the Braisa, similar to what we said in the Mishnah. So now we come up with something new. It's not totally new because we're quoting from the Mishnah. However, in the Mishnah, the whole focus from Daf Beis until Daf Yud Beis, vis-a-vis the Sur Hanas Bifnim, was when you have a case of a shogeg, yesh ba yedia b'tchila, ein ba yedia b'sof, you bring the Sur Hanas Bifnim, and what is its tola until the person may remember him, Yad Hashem, a day later, a week later, a year later, and then he'll bring his carbon oil of the yard. But until that time, it's tola, until his misa, and the misa is mamark. Okay. Said our Mishnah, but guess what? That same Sarah Nasabeth Nim also accomplishes another purpose, and that is those people that Chas Sholem or Metame Mitzvah Kadoshev, b'meizid? B'meizid, they should go and get chorus. What are you talking about that the Sarah Nasabeth Nim? It's talking about a situation where there was no Hasra'a given, and not a Leibid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Metachover. Put that aside. So you have to have Hasra. Anytime to go and punish someone, b'meizid, you have to have Hasra. There was no Hasra. So even though he did it b'meizid, he knew that he was tummy, he went to the Beis Mikdash. He knew he was tummy and he ate from Kodshim. The Sora Nasim b'fnim is going to go and be mechaper for him. Freitim went on immediately, where do you take this from? The Torah Bana. And this is a pasuk we've quoted a number of times. V'chipra l'kodesh metumas b'nei Yisrael u'mepish'eyam l'chol chatoisa. That it's mechaper on tumas b'nei Yisrael. That we know, what is a mechaper on? It's not really mechaper, it's toilet. On yesh b'yidid chilu, b'im b'yidid b'saf. Fine. But what about m'pishem l'chol chatoisim? So if you're more p'shoim, elu hamerodim. Merodim means a merida, rebellious, which means a person did it, b'meizid. Oh, b'chein u'imer, melech moyev pasha bi. V'oimer oz tifsha livna b'esahi. So therefore, what we're talking about, it's not a pshia negligence. We're talking about a merida, a rebellion, a person who's doing it b'meizid. From a pesha as well. If he didn't go and get hasra for purposes of the malchus or for karis, then this carbon is going to go mimchap. Zorti moravaita shteitum pishem lechol chatoisim. Chatois elu hashkogos. Those are shkogos that we've been talking about. What is the shkoga? Yesh b'yidiyah b'chila, ein b'yidiyah b'sof. V'chein u'oyim en nefesh kisechta b'shkog.
It's ironic that the Sarah Lashem is mechaper for the mezidin and going tola for the shogigin.
Okay, but the reason why it's still of the shogigin is
because eventually, if they find out, they can get a full kapara.
Exactly.
If the person when he finds out, he says, "Oh, if I had been a mezid, I'd have my kapara already."
How do you like
it's
that?
It's ironic. It's
yes, it is. It is. Now the question is: does he have to have tshuva to go and be mechaper? And that's going to be the next gemara. We continue on the Mishnah al Shara Veda Shabbatra Kalavachamuras as doing the Zosh. Now, to understand this Gemara, we should take a quick look back at the Mishnah. It's a very simple Gemara. The whole thing will take us not more than a couple of minutes. If you take a look at Beis Omid Beis again, until now we spoke about the Sor HaNasabethnim. We spoke about the Sor HaNasabethnim. We got off on a tangent and we spoke about the Seirim for a Golem. We spoke about the Seirim that you bring on Rish Chodesh. All of that was fascinating. Now we're talking about the Soir HaMishtaleach. What is the Soir HaMishtaleach? For the first time, it's not for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah. Rather, go about 10 lines before the wide lines on Beis Amit Beis. You see in the middle of the line, Al Shara Beis Shabbatar, everything else, not Mikdash Kedoshah. HaKalois, the light ones, Vachamurois, the heavy duty ones. HaZoynes, he did it b'meizit, Vashkogis, he did it b'shoigik, Hoida, V'loi Hoida, he knew and he didn't know. In other words, both cases. Case where he had a yedia, he didn't have a yedia. Essay, veloise essay. It was over mitzvah essay. It was over an aloise essay. Krisis, mises bezin. All of that Sura Mishtaleach is mechaper. Now what's bothering the Gemara is that this Mishnah seems to be very redundant. For instance, it said at the beginning that it is mechaper on kalos v'chamurais. Now how do we define kalos v'chamurais? The Gemara assumes kalos v'chamurais is the equivalent of those where there is a krisus and a mises bezdin. the kalis where you don't get a mises bezin, krisus, maybe you get malchus. Or maybe the kalis is even referring to the esav aloises. The person was over an aveira, but he doesn't get krisus, he doesn't get mises bezin. So that's kalis for chamurais. And zonis and shkogas, the same thing as hoida v'loy hoida. Hoida, he knew what he was doing, he's amazing. Loy hoida is the chayda shogi. So isn't the mission just repeating itself? And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with now. And the Gemara is going to say, nishkefer. Zok di Gemara, hainu kalois, hainu esav aloises. Isn't the kalis esav aloises? I didn't put on tefillin every day. Not that putting on tefillin is a tova kal. It's a grois zach, but you don't get creases for that, and you don't go and get misibidei bezun or misibidei shemoyim for that. So it's in a sense it's kalis. And then chamuris, on the other hand, those are things which are machayev creases and misis bezun, like the aroyus chulido, all the other things that we've had previously. And hoida heine mezun. Hoida means he knew it with full of forethought. I know exactly what I'm doing. Mezun. Like hoida heine shoyi. So why are you repeating? This is the way you should understand the Mishnah. What are those? Bein kalois, bein chamurois, bein shason b'shoigig, bein shason b'mezid. Oyson shason b'shoigig, those that he did b'shoigig, bein noidelois feikon, bein loy noidelois feikon, whether he found out about the suffix subsequently or not. What means he found out about the suffix subsequently? Says Rashi, in the Moshe, if you're talking about an oshem tolui situation, that when he ate one of the two slabs of fat on the table, he thought he was eating shuman, and therefore when we tell him, Mister, you might have eaten chalev. Oy, if I would have known, I would never have even gotten close to it. As it is, my wife tells me it's not good because carbs and calories and then the hardening of the arteries and all the other stuff. I never would have even gotten close to the fat. So it was a total shoygi. So Ben Tnoidle is fake, and if subsequently find out that it was taka chalev, or Ben Loina, we never find out that it's a chalev. So normally, under regular circumstances, I would bring my carbon oshem tolui, says our Mishnah, that's if it's pre-Yom Kippur. Once Yom Kippur passed, you don't have to bring an oshem tolui anymore. The Einu Hein Kalois, now the Mishnah is continuing in the Sefer, saying, remember I said Kalois Chamurais, I'll explain to you what I meant. Kalois means Esfalois. The Einu Kam Chamurais says Kriisus Mises Besen. And therefore, says our Gemara, it's not that it's being repetitive, but the Gemara is being, the Mishnah is being explanatory. It's explaining to you, Kerocha Bitchaktana, what I mean by Kalois, I mean, that's what Loises. What I mean by Chamorais, I meant the Kriis Mises Bes. Frey Tamar, Hai Esei Hechidami, how can you go and say that a carbon is Mechaper on, if you didn't do it, as I didn't put on my tefillin? Idli of a tshuva, if you didn't do tshuva, Zevar Chashom Teiv, Esei Charosha, this is an abomination, we shouldn't allow this carbon in the Bismigdish. You don't need to wait for Yom Kippur to do tshuva on an asay. The sign you will learn in the Braisa, over al mitzvah asay. The osa tshuva, I didn't put on my tefillin, I'm so sorry, it's never going to happen again. Al chayt and asham, we don't do tachin these days. Anyway, but the point is, if you did tshuva, loizoz misham hachemoichun loy. The besmigdish shomala, the bezin shomala, is going to say, oh, he did a sincere tshuva. Mukhalach, mukhalach. So what do I have to go and wait then for the carbon that we're bringing, the la'azazel on Yom Kippur? Om Rav Zeira ba'oimid b'merdoi v'rebi. It's talking about that he did not do tshuva, and he's still a bad guy, and nevertheless, it's not Zevach Rishoyim Te'eva, because Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is such a broad day of atonement, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving, paroling, millions or thousands of people that unfortunately were over various Isurim, and that's the famous Rebbe. The Rebbe says the Sanya will start it, but Mitchum will go into it more tomorrow. The Sanya Rebbe Omer, Al Kol Avei Shabbatoyra, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Loi, even if he didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. And therefore, in all S's, all Lois S's, even if he didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, except for the big three, Chutzvi Parik Oil, and we got upon a Batoyra, and Mevi Bris Bebasa, Shemata Tshuva, Yom Kippurim. In love, any young Mechaper, my time at the Rebbe, as we'll see in Mitchum tomorrow, we'll go over these three. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Zagimesh.